Let's begin with looking at what we mean by the stealth tactics and at what point in a conversational hypnosis interaction they actually fit into the big picture. Now imagine, if you would, that there was a castle that you had to get inside of, but the castle was being guarded by a pair of ferocious guards that wouldn't let anyone inside. Now, if you really have to get inside that castle, there are several different ways that you can do this. One way would be to bring a whole army, lay siege to the place, destroy the walls, and rush inside. But that would take a lot of power, a lot of effort, and probably lose a lot of lives along the way. A slightly better way might be to use stealth tactics, which would be perhaps to climb the castle walls in the dead of night, or perhaps even to disguise yourself as a local farmer that has access to the castle and be allowed inside the watchful gaze of the guards. Well, stealth tactics do the same thing where the mind is concerned. The way you have to conceptualize the mind for a moment is that we have a little guardian inside our own heads. And this guardian, this critical analysis, is what filters information from the outside world and decides what is safe to allow inside the brain. Now, normally this guardian does a good job. It prevents you from taking on too many negative messages and allows you to determine your own way in life. The problem comes when people become so inflexible, they automatically reject things which might be good for them just because they don't fit the list that the guards have inside their heads of things that are safe to let inside the castle. So how many times have you tried to give a friend of yours good advice, for example, and this friend just says, oh, no, I thought of that already, and rejects it out of hand? What's happening there is the critical filter, these guardians at the gate, are just simply not allowing the information to come inside. And one of the things you need to learn to do is how to bypass that guardian and maneuver your way inside without resorting to the traditional strong-arm tactics, things like emotional blackmail, etc. Now, these things don't really work that well, and if anything, just create a world in which people end up suffering more and have less of a pleasant experience. So the stealth tactics were created in order to help you to influence other people in a positive way, in a good way, and bypass those very limiting factors which would ordinarily get inside someone's way. So take your time to master these skills, because it will forever resign frustration, emotional blackmail, and all these other negative responses to the waste paper basket of your life. Now, you'll see, a lot of people will call stealth tactics to be a kind of conversational jujitsu, because it doesn't rely on strength. It relies on your understanding of subtle principles, which will allow you to use people's strength against them in this way. Now, imagine that you were having a fight with someone that was not there. Imagine trying to fight your own shadow. You can't wrestle with your own shadow because you can't even get to grips with it. You can't touch it, you can't hold it, and you can't manipulate it in traditional ways. So the stealth tactics are all the tactics or the strategies that you can employ that other people will either not notice or simply can't get a good grasp on in order to be able to resist it or fight back against it. So with these stealth tactics, you'll become like a shadow yourself, like the wind that just blows through the trees, that everyone will feel and experience, but no one can really quite get a grasp on or resist properly. Now, a word of warning. Make sure you apply these strategies with the best intention of everyone concerned in mind. You see, the unconscious mind is actually very smart. And if all you do is try to abuse your skill and manipulate other people to their disadvantage, all that's going to happen is that over time, their unconscious mind is going to start distrusting you, maybe even disliking you for what's going on. They may start avoiding you or perhaps disliking you without quite knowing why, or there's a general sense of unease. Not only is that going to happen, but there's another strong psychological principle which says something along the lines of, whatever you project, in other words, the things you do onto others, will ultimately come back onto you. For example, people who are full of hate tend to live in a world in which other people will respond to them with a similar sort of emotion. People who in their minds live inside a world where everyone is trying to cheat them are the ones who go out and try and cheat others. And by the very same act, tends to invite the very consequences they're afraid of. So why not spread a little love in the world? Turn this into a positive event. Make good things happen for yourself and for other people so that everyone can benefit from this. Now, I'm a big believer that the world has more than enough wealth to go around. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough riches. There's more wealth, there's more money running around the world today than there was 50 or 100 years ago. So our affluence, our ability to enjoy life, improves with every generation. And it's simply ridiculous to sit around and try and take away from others, when all you need to do is work together and you end up creating more than existed in the first place. So with that in mind, just make sure that when you use these stealth tactics, you use them for the best intention of everyone concerned. Make sure that everyone gets to live in that happy world where everyone gets their outcomes, where everyone gets to enjoy their life more fully. And in that way, what goes around will come around to you, and you will enjoy even greater riches than you could even possibly plan for, just by the fact that you were willing to do something good for others around you too.